Part 2.
The day of the party arrived. Mathilde was a success. She was the prettiest of them all, elegant, smiling, and mad with joy. All the men stared at her, asked her name, and asked to be introduced. She danced all night in a cloud of happiness. They left at about 4 in the morning. It was a cold night, and her husband could not find a cab. They walked toward the Seine, shivering, and finally found one. When they got home, Mathilde took off her cloak. But as she glanced at the mirror to see herself one last time, she suddenly gave a cry.
Mon Dieu, non!
Her husband, half undressed already, asked,
What is the matter with you?
She turned to him in terror.
The necklace. I have lost Madame Forestier's diamond necklace.
He jumped up, frightened.
What? How? It is not possible!
They searched everywhere, but they did not find it. They had no way of contacting the cab driver. Her husband rushed out and retraced their steps from the ministry to where they had caught the cab. He came back at about 7 o'clock in the morning. He had found nothing. He went to the police, to the newspapers, and to the cab companies to offer a reward, hoping against hope that it would be found.
You must write to your friend,
he said,
that you have broken the clasp of her necklace and that you are having it repaired. That will give us time to decide what to do.
By the end of the week, they had lost all hope. The next day, they went from jewelers to jewelers, looking for a necklace like the one Mathilde had borrowed. In a shop in the Palais Royal, they found a diamond necklace that seemed to them absolutely identical. The price was 36,000 francs. Monsieur Loisel had 18,000 francs, which he had inherited from his father. He borrowed the rest, asking 1,000 francs from one friend, 500 from another, doing business with money lenders, and signing promises to pay which he was not sure he would be able to keep. Finally, he was able to raise the 18,000 more that they needed. When Mathilde took the necklace back to Madame Forestier, she said coldly,
You should have brought it back sooner. I might have needed it.